Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
All right, this is what Molly told us on Thursday's show.
Last week, I was told that I had to let go of one of my team. Basically, someone who was hired in the last year. That left me with two options.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is a single mom. The bad news is she's really the weakest link in the team. She is by far the least qualified employee. The other one is she's a 23-year-old. The great news is she is really the model employee, and she will really be going far in the company. I'm sort of torn right down the middle.
I don't really know what the debate was. So one is better for the company.
Well, one of them is younger,
mm-hmm.
23 years old, lives with her mom, has a second job modeling, and is really a stellar employee, has been kicking butt for the company. They both were hired at the same time. Other employee is single mom of three, husband just left. She's had a really difficult year going through a separation and I guess impending divorce. And she's been kind of slacking in the workplace and wasn't necessarily the most stellar employee before that anyway.
Okay.
So she's going, if I let this woman go, that's her and her three kids that won't have an income.
So the thing that I'm really hearing you hear you say also is that she wasn't a great employee before all this stuff started going down with her husband.
I think that's what we got to the bottom of a little bit.
Yeah, she kind of said that she wasn't as good of an employee as this other woman for sure. All the way around, before, after all this happened. But we got a lot of feedback from listeners, and it was, like Jen said, cut and dry, where they felt like your personal life and your personal responsibilities don't have any bearing on the decision.
Yeah, listeners are pretty harsh about it. Even single moms
really
that mm-hmm. were keeping it together
right.
and doing a great job at work were offended mm-hmm. that someone would, you know, almost cut them slack for being single mothers.
Right. You've got so many other people to think about in the office also when you make a decision like that. If you make the worst business decision, you're affecting everybody else in the office.
Mm-hmm.
So while I understand the compassion about it, you gotta worry about everybody.
Well, mm-hmm. and you have to worry about your own job too. Because like we said, mm-hmm. when we talked to her, you know, her managers are going to come down on her if she keeps around the less qualified or less, you know, performing employee and, you know, things don't go well, they're going to blame it on her.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We don't even know what Molly did. And here
right.
she is on the voice disguiser. Hey, Molly.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm okay.
did you have to let somebody go?
Well, yeah, I mm-hmm. did, and it was a really tough decision, and hearing some of the stuff I'm hearing now, I'm not sure I did the right thing.
Okay.
But, the bottom line was after the call last week, I was like, I felt pretty strongly that I knew what I had to do,
mm-hmm.
and I was completely planning on firing the single mom,
right.
the less qualified employee,
uh-huh.
without a doubt, that is, that was the best thing for the company, and that is my job to serve the company.
Mm-hmm.
And I was putting it off, till So, I was really tormented by this choice.
No kidding.
And I put it off to the very last minute. And then when push came to shove on Friday, I let the 23-year-old go.
Wow. What changed your mind at the last minute? What was it?
No, it was just knowing the heart. I mean, knowing that the hardship that this woman was going to go through.
Wow.
So really what you did is you made your company more vulnerable on Friday. It's not as good a company today as it was on Friday, and that is because of you.
Well, I don't like to see it that way. I think, you know, we are small cogs in a very big picture, and I was taking care of the small cog. You know, I don't think that this, if I thought this was going to change the whole company's future in a dramatic way, that would have been another completely other decision. But this is a woman who is part of a team, you know, supervised by others. There are other teams. There are other people in those teams. I was really looking in the immediate future.
But but to go back to Thursday, you did say the 23-year-old even had potential to move up in the company. So you did have a perspective on the broad picture, but you still let her go.
Well, I just also think that there's going to be, you know, an opportunity, you know, and I even said this to the 23-year-old. I said, look, you know, when I had to let her go, which was rough, and she took it very well, which was great. She made that part easy for me, but she took it very well. And I said, you know, of course, we think that, you know, she's been doing great work and, you know, it's just a sign of the times, and that if anything changes economically, that she would be the first person we call back in. And I will, you know, and as you know, I'm also leaving the company soon, so I will absolutely let the supervisor who's coming in, you know, let her know of this.
Wait, that's
did you say?
Whoa, we didn't know that you were leaving the company.
That's new information.
You're taking off?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm not going to be there for much longer.
Okay.
So you left the company in a worse place, and you're not even there to clean it up.
I think it's a gross exaggeration to say I left the company in a worse place.
You did.
But you said on Thursday that she was not as good of an employee. Now
you fired the better employee. Your company isn't as good today.
Now, what left the company in a worse place is that they had to fire someone, period. And that's the company's doing, not mine.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Here's somebody that thinks it was a good decision. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. This is Kajiso. I really think you made the right decision because she's a single mom with three kids, and the other chick, she lives at home with her mom, so obviously she don't need a job.
You don't know that.
She has a second job modeling.
What? You don't know that. What about the 23-year-old's family situation? Nobody knows her situation at home, why she's living at home. Maybe she's living at home to help her mom.
Mm-hmm.
No, she's not living at home to help her mom. She's living.
How do you know?
She don't want to spend her own money to take care of her own self.
She's saving the money.
This is a real age bias thing right here. Shantae, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, Burt Show. Love you guys.
Thank you for calling. What's up?
I am a 23-year-old, and I am highly upset and offended that she would make this decision. What is she saying to all the 23, 24, 25-year-olds who's in corporate America, that no matter how good you do, if there's a single mom, you're the first to go? And if she was leaving anyway, she should have left and kept both of them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good point.
What do you think,
about that?
Molly, how do you respond to that?
Keeping both of them?
If you were going to leave anyway, why fire either one of them? Leave now and keep both of them.
Well, I'm assuming.
But to fire the 23-year-old is just what shouldn't have been an option.
Level of position. It's a completely different level of position. Neither of those women are qualified for my position.
Apparently you aren't either, because to make that decision was outrageous. I don't think it was a smart management decision. And if she was 23-year-old, if she was moving up in a company, she should have moved up into your spot.
Yeah, I wonder if that had anything to do with the reason why you might have let her go. It's like it's a little game of Survivor going on here.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
Not if she's leaving anyway.
Yeah, I guess so. Melissa got an email.
Yeah, Burt Show listener Noah just sent this email. I thought it was really great. It says, you guys should remember that back in the day, males were given a higher salary than females and still do today due to the fact that the male was the head of the family while the female was working in addition to her husband and thus did not need to earn as much. So on that note, if you start giving single mom special treatment, you're going right back to the discrimination practices we've been trying so hard to eradicate over the past 50 years.
That's a good email right there.
Yeah.
After listening to all that, you have any regrets at all? Do you still think you made the right decision?
You know, I'm hearing people, and I believe you me, I get that this was not the best business decision. But I'm sorry if I am a human being.
Do you think?
Because I went with my heart. And I get those guys out there call me an idiot or, you know, I get that. And they're entitled, and that is fine, but I went with my heart. And meanwhile, it's not like I went with my heart on every decision I did in my job. I am a good manager. I'm a good supervisor. This may not have been the wisest choice. I get that. But, you know, this economic situation has put us in, you know, tough times and making tough decisions. And sometimes.
But you didn't make the tough decision. You didn't make the tough decision.
She did, though. I mean, she made it in the best way that she thought to go.
I mean, the tough decision to do was.
It was a tough decision.
Which was what was right
way.
For the company.
That's why it's a debate, and that's why people feel passionate about it, because it is a difficult decision either way. I was going to ask her, do you think you'll sleep better at night with this decision than the other one?
Well, yeah. I think that's why I made it.
Because I think if I made the right business decision, knowing it was the right business decision, it would still keep me up at night knowing that there were three kids that weren't going to be fed or weren't going to have what they needed because of my business decision.
I think it's also an easier decision for her to make because she's not going to be there. She's leaving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that does add a different twist to it.
So I think ethically, she could probably... Well, I don't even know. I think that could be argued also. Sleep
but
better at night.
I think, you know, I feel like you can't be black and white with business anymore. But I do believe in business streamlining it, meaning you agree to a job to do a job. And you are judged based on your performance in that job. And so I don't think it should end when a pink slip has to be given.
Let me pose this question to you guys. If the kids replace the kids with a disability... that held the person back from doing the job as well as the 23-year-old. Would it be the same business decision?
Again, it's a brutal company decision, but
I think
you struggle with it, but I mean, you got to do what's best for the company,
I think that we had single moms that came on last week and said, look, if you know that's your situation and you know you need to keep this job, then when you're at that job, then you are the best employee at that job.
Either way, I think you...
It's still
as a manager of the company,
it's a black and white business decision to you.
It's not easy. Certainly not easy.
It is. I truly believe that if you, it's your responsibility as the employee to make sure that you keep your job.
Mm-hmm. The Burt Show.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.